listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
When Fred Flintstone gets off work at the quarry, he slides right down the tail of a big brontosaurus, right? Brontosaurus got famous in Bedrock, but here in the real world, poor brontosaurus has never gotten much credit in the annals of science until now. Back in 1903, a paleontologist named Elmer Riggs concluded that brontosaurus was the same as another species called apatosaurus, and that brontosaurus name kind of faded away at that point. But the world's most famous dinosaur that wasn't now is. Brontosaurus is back, baby. And here with us to explain is Dr. Mark Norell. He's chair and curator in charge of the American Museum of Natural History's Paleontology Division. Dr. Norell, welcome.
Thank you.
You did not say yabba dabba doo at this news, as I understand it. Not so
yeah.
much.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing. And brontosaurus is one of the main dinosaurs that's fixated with in the public mind, along with tyrannosaurus and velociraptor and things like that. But, this is a really great scientific paper. It's really, really good. But the question of whether brontosaurus are real or not isn't really a scientific question. It's a nomenclatural question. It's a semantic question. But there's some really great science in this paper as well.
So help us understand that. We're fixated on the name and the identity of the big old brontosaurus, but why is brontosaurus back? Why can we say that now?
Well, really, when Elmer Riggs discovered that brontosaurus and apatosaurus were the same thing, apatosaurus was the older name, so it took precedence. And there's been not a lot of work on these animals since then. They're incredibly hard to study. Their bones weigh hundreds and hundreds, in some cases thousands of pounds. And the work that's been done recently is a reanalysis of the old bones, and that they've decided that, yeah, in fact, they really are different, so that the specimens that were called brontosaurus that were called apatosaurus or originally brontosaurus are now called brontosaurus once again. It's a name thing. It's not a hypothesis. It's not a scientific question.
Does this say, though, that they were in fact separate species and not just all one genus, as it were?
Yeah, they are. The principal investigators are suggesting that they are a separate species. But whether something is a species or whether it's a genus, I mean, those terms really mean nothing. I mean, that they are different from one another, and whether these things were just another species of brontosaurus or another species of apatosaurus or they, in fact, warrant to be called brontosaurus is, like I said, it's not really
right.
a scientific
Because back then
question.
They weren't wearing name tags anyway. This is
yeah,
all
exactly.
just an artifact of
exactly.
our artifact of our need to name them and our childhood memories. Very quickly, though, there are anatomical differences that have helped the nomenclatural difference. There are differences in the bones. Is there something we can point to that somebody like you would say, bronto, this one, apatosaurus, that one? What's the difference?
There's not really one particular feature that you can look at, because when we develop genealogies, which we call phylogenetic trees, which is family trees of dinosaurs, we do that by compiling hundreds of characters in some cases and then using an algorithm to be able to find the fastest pass through that empirically will tell you the family tree of these things. So it's the ensemble of lots of characters and how they relate to characters in other animals that tells us, yes, that these things are in fact different and shows the relationships of these things to one another.
Well, you're the guy who stands by when all the kids file through the Museum of Natural History. Why do we care about this so much, this name difference?
Well, I think it's not just the name difference. I just think it's this underlying fascination with dinosaurs. And I mean, wherever you
lucky
go.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Lucky me, sometimes not lucky me. But wherever you go on the planet, people are infatuated with dinosaurs. I should say I am lucky in the sense because I'm one of the few scientists along with a few cosmologists who the public actually cares about what I do.
Yeah, they do, and they care about this. Whether you do or not, you care about brontosaurus. The rest of us do, and that's why we're happy that you came in to help us understand the science. Dr. Mark Norell, chair and curator in charge of the American Museum of Natural History's Paleontology Division. I'll say it again, brontosaurus is back.